All three of them.
Walking alone at even, hearing the skies afar, bidding the darkness call to welcome me, silver star. I have a great delight in the wonderful scenes above. God in his power and might is showing his truth and love. Hope for a home with God, a place in his course to rest. Sure to save above with Jesus and the blessed. Rest for a weary soul once redeemed by the Savior's blood.
Bow with me, please. Our dear, most wonderful, all-powerful, all-knowing Heavenly Father, we come before you at this time, at the close of our day, in the middle of our week, that we might come to learn more about you as we strive to do each and every day of our lives. Lord, please help us to continue in making that priority, that we might understand your will for us, how we can affect our brethren and others in the world, that we can be beacons of light shining and bring more to know you and to know your Son, Jesus Christ, and the salvation that comes of him. Lord, we thank you for the time that you provided for us, that you continue to give us, that you bless us with on each day of this earth. Lord, we ask that you... We thank you for the safe travel that you've given us here. Lord, we pray for those unable to be with us. We pray for Sister Jody and allow her to have safe travels and return to us. And Lord, we pray for specifically for Sister Sharon and the loss of her sister. We pray for their family that they might find comfort in you and to be... to be comforted at this time for their loss. Lord, we pray that you be with us, that you would be with Brother Randy as he brings the message of the hour. And, Lord, we pray that you never leave us, that you grant us wisdom in all the things that we do, that we might apply the things that we learn to be more holy in your sight, to live to the standard of perfection that you would have us, as your Son Jesus did. And it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
recently, Terrell's been trying something new, and I did not clear with her using this illustration, so I hope that's going to be okay. But, you know, she's been making cookies for a while, as a lot of you know, but she's been trying to make bread recently, sourdough bread. And so she got the sourdough starter, and I opened up the microwave to heat something up, and there's three loaves of bread in there rising. No, you're not supposed to open it. I'm not supposed to use the microwave. You know, there's bread rising everywhere. And some of the bread has been more successful than others. And you know what happens with the bread that's too shameful to show to anybody else is that we've got to eat it, you know. And so I'm eating sourdough bread, you know, with half a stick of butter on it. And so the thing is we're buying things that we don't usually buy, like bread flour, because regular flour won't do, and you have to buy a certain kind of yeast. And so so I'm going to talk about leaven, because it's fresh on my mind, pun intended. So when we look at the word leaven in the Bible, one of the things that you probably automatically think about is that leaven can sometimes be used in a bad way. But in Matthew chapter 13, there is probably one of the shortest of Jesus' parable in Matthew chapter 13 in verse 33. It's very short, very succinct, where he says, "He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of flour until it was all leavened." That's it. That's the parable. It's simple. So what does that mean? It's really brief. There's no explanation here that Jesus recorded, but what it does seem to relate to is what you saw in the previous verses, the parable of the mustard seed. Because when you look at the parable of the mustard seed in verses 31 and 32, it says, "He put another parable before them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nest in its branches." And so these two things, you know, seem to go together here. So it's talking about the remarkable spread of the kingdom of heaven. And so I want to talk just a little bit about leaven. You know, it's just a small portion of that. I really, you know, don't really know a whole lot about how the sourdough bread starter works, although, you know, evidently you have to keep using it and making lots of bread over time, and you have to keep feeding it, you know, more flour and more leaven. And so, you know, what happens with leaven, it's just a small portion of the fermented dough that is used to ferment other dough. And so once it's inserted into the batch, it just continues to ferment until the whole batch has been has risen. And that's what, you know, Jesus is defining here. And we don't usually use that term leaven unless it's in this context here, but we use yeast. We use the term yeast, but it's the same thing. In the New Testament, sometimes the word leaven is often symbolic of a corrupting influence. Because Jesus warned in Matthew chapter 16, if you remember, that he talked about the leaven of the Pharisees. And, of course, what he didn't mean was, oh, well, they're carrying yeast around. No, it's the corrupting influence of the Pharisees that you have to be aware of. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, when talking about the danger of having corrupting influences in the church, he said that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. We use the phrase sometimes that, you know, one apple, you know, one spoiled apple spoils the whole bunch. And you've probably seen that before. If you've got a bag of lemons or oranges and there's one in there that goes bad, it's going to, if you keep it in there, the others are going to go bad too. So sometimes the word leaven can be used in a negative way, but that's not the way it's used here in this parable. in this parable, including the parable of the mustard seed in Matthew chapter 13, it's talking about the kingdom is going to grow, just like you would expect a leavened piece of bread to rise up. The kingdom's growth is going to be very pervasive. It's going to be something that is going to spread throughout the world. And certainly we see that in the New Testament when we look at the letters that Paul wrote and his missionary journeys and how fast the gospel was spreading around the world. And so when Jesus talks here about the kingdom of heaven is like the mustard seed and the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, you know, that's a good thing, because it's going to be something that's going to be spread around to others. And it's something that we should be concerned about as Christians today, that we don't want to keep it, you know, to ourselves. We want it to get through the rest of the dough. We want the world to be leavened. We want to have a good influence on the kingdom of God. And speaking of the loaf here in Matthew chapter 13, Jesus noted that it was going to keep going until it was all leavened. And so the influence of the kingdom of heaven is going to be something that is going to keep going. But when you think about, you know, the influence of the kingdom of heaven, the influence of the word of God, not everybody's always influenced. Another parable, the parable of the sower, where the soils are described. You've got the good ground and the wayside ground and the thorny ground and the rocky ground, all talking about, you know, different types of hearts. And some of the hearts are receptive and some of them are not. And so we have to consider that as well when we talk about a leavening influence. There's been some times when I've opened up the microwave and I've had to tell Drell, doesn't look like anything happened here. You know, this did not, it either rose up and it fell, or it just, she hates this expression, but I read it in a Zig Ziglar book one time. It's like the biscuits squatted to rise and then got cooked in the squat. You know, so, and what that means is that the biscuits rose, but they didn't rise. And he talks about the influence that we have, or how sometimes we're motivated to do something, but we never get out of the ground level. And that was the illustration that he was using, talking about the squatting to rise, and then it never got anywhere. That's not the way that we want to be as Christians. We want to be leavening the world. We want to be having an influence. And so the what is the application of this short parable? One of the applications that we can make is that we don't lose heart, that we keep on trying to have an influence. You know, Jesus said to the Pharisees in Luke 17, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. Indeed, the kingdom of heaven of God is within you. And it's an interesting thought there. He's saying that the kingdom of God is going to be successful. You know, whether you see it or not, it's going to be successful. And the spread of the kingdom of God is taking place. And so I think that's something that we can take heart in. It's amazing when you see the power of the gospel in someone's life, and the spread of the kingdom is taking place wherever the word is being taught, wherever the seed is being sown. And so you can remain confident that Jesus said the kingdom is like leaven, the kingdom is like a mustard seed. What do both of those things have in common? They're both going to grow. They're both going to spread. And so God is going to have his will accomplished with using these illustrations here. The other thing I think we can gain from these parables is to do your part as a leavening influence. Allow the leaven of the kingdom to be something that permeates your life, and take the word of God and spread it to others. Study and meditate on it. And we talked in class tonight about how do you deal with temptation? Well, the same way Jesus did. He had it in his heart and he applied it. He used it wisely, and that's what we need to do. Allow the word of God to produce fruit in your life. And so too often when we think about leaven, we tend to think about the leaven of the Pharisees, or what Paul said about a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And so it can be used in a good way, it can be used in a bad way. But here in this context, when Jesus uses it in the parable, he's saying this is something that's good. You want to have an influence. You want to spread the word in the kingdom and be an influence for good in the kingdom of God. So as I continue to eat sourdough bread, I will think about these things that we've talked about tonight, and understanding that these parables are ones that encourage us to keep working, to keep having an influence. And you can think about, you know, when it comes to leaven, which kind are you? Are you the kind that Paul warns about, to stay away from that piece of rotten fruit? Or are you the kind that's a good influence, the kind that Jesus talks about here? Don't be the corrupting influence, be the good influence. And I think are good things for us to think about. If we can help you in any way, respond to the gospel of Christ, we'd invite you to come while we stand and sing.
Let us pray. Our dearest, everlasting, hallowed Father, we come to you with humility and understanding of how great you are and the word that you've given to us and how it shows your power. And we thank you for the country that you've given to us, that we can come together and worship without persecution. We thank you for the promise that you've given to us in your word of the eternal life we can have as long as we strive to be like your Son. We ask that you help those who are not able to be with us, that they can get over their, deal with their issues as you see fit, that they can join us again for encouragement. We ask that you help us to have patience and wisdom in our daily dealings, and that we can be the right influence we need to be on the world around us. We ask that you help us to leave our mark carefully as we encourage those around us towards you. Thank you for the comfort to know that you are in control of the world around us, and that you love us, so much that you sent your only Son to die on the cross so that we could have the hope to be with you in the life after. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.